One day Sarah was standing looking out of the half door, and here down comes this man. And she says to him, "You're early in the pod this morning, my man." He said, "Sarah, he'd been there, hell and deal, and looking in here and looking in there." He said, "Sheen, what are you looking for?" He says, "Sarah, I had lost a sow, and I had been looking for her."
Yes.
He says, "Tell her, you didn't see an old sow going down the road. I thought maybe it would turn and go into Davison's yard." "Nah, she, my man, I did not see nae sow, but I seen the frame of yarn."
Oh, it's kind of thin.
So it was kind of thin.
Oh, dear.
So that was that.
There are no one of them characters left now, sure there are no? Bar no. You and me.
No. Oh, no, no. Oh, when I go, I'll be wheel ready. For you know, there was a fella lived round here, and I was terrible up again the shooting. And it done me great, give me great delight to go down to the shore when the shooters was all lying out in these old stances. And I had one dog, he was a terrier, and he was a terrier. And I would have said, "Look, there's the seagulls, on you go." And away they went, there the sands and that. And do you know, it's a wonder they didn't shoot them two dogs on. They would have shot me, never mind them, if they'd have dared.
You were scaring the birds away.
And this fella lived at Castle Espy anyway. And I got great with a man they called Arthur Irvin. And Arthur Irvin was here one day, and this fella went down by, and he came in and he says, "Tell me, what the itch?" He says, "Was he down here? I suppose you were feeding him up with information." Says, "I know I was then, damn all of the sort." I said, "He was in here measuring me up." "What do you mean measuring you up?" Says I, "For my jacket and my boots." "God bless my soul," he says, "is that the next thing you're up to?" Well, I can tell you here now, Arthur Irvin was bad, but my soul, if you're talking to our deputy, you'll be a hell of a bit worse.
Well, you were going to be a guardian of
yes,
the bird. Yeah.
And I got the name of being the sheriff.
Sheriff Dines.
Money's a thing. I had Dean tell me like that, and money's a thing that come through. I nearly got drunk or the head of a man, and Comer had a butcher shop, and he had a place out at the fly down, and there was an old lint hole, and my brother and me were only wains like, and I was going along the deck, and I heard this scringing and that, and I couldn't understand what it was, and it was a sheep had got into the lint hole and got catched in the things, and it couldn't get out. And of course we yelled for help, and I sent my wee brother away to look to see if he could see anybody a bit. And of course I off with the shoes and into the lint hole, and I carried a stick with me. Even on it where I went, I had a bit of a stick with me, and I got it catched run her horn, and I held her there to the butcher.
Aye,
boy. Butcher happened to the got him on the scene that. And do you know, he's dead and buried now, and we've gone the soul of the sheep and that. But listen, he didn't as much as say, "Tell me, there's a pound of sausages." And that was an old fella that called Smith.
Oh.
Smith the butcher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a dear.
Well, and my granny says it was a thatched roof, but it wasn't a sealed roof.
There was no ceiling.
It was just like beam. looking up at swords, and this big beam across it. My granny and my auntie, my granny for 11, she'd been flurned.
Flurned, yes.
For a woman they called Miss Maggie Mara that lived at Killenegan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that flurn was brought to her wee shop every week.
And then the man collected
and
it.
The woman or man, whoever it was, collected it. And my granny was paid for that, and then for mm-hmm. our next lot of flooring.
Yeah.
And then it got to be after that, she gave me a bit of an old apron that she used to have with a navy thing with white dots on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she started me to learn me how to do dots.
Dots.
You used to call them dots and
dozy
holes.
Dots. And then whenever I got better at that, she gave me the pair of wee hoops.
Yeah.
And she got me a dozen of handkerchiefs to do with these dots in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then mm-hmm. I got a penny bag of butternuts.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So this particular night, my granny and her and my auntie were sitting flooring. And mm-hmm. the lamp pulled down by a chain.
Oh,
and they were sitting flooring, and my granda loved to get the paper, and where he got it, Fred, didn't he know?
Mm-hmm.
You would have had to went to the crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, he was sitting on a wee rape chair, and he had his old hat lying at the back of the chair, and of course, I hadn't anything to do, and of course, I got up and got this brush, and I couldn't reach it properly, the inroad, so I lifted it and had it to skate with a brush end.
Mm-hmm.
And it overbalanced like the old woman in the chair, it overbalanced and come down fair on the top of my granddad's head. And he lot of yell at him, "Oh, Dolly, 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 the wind has me killed this time."